kind of how our fish and game regulations are modified or changed or added or deleted.
The Board of Fisheries meets to vote on Southeast proposals, and Murkowski misses local stops but speaks from Juneau this week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. Chief Eddie Skookum will be allowed to finish his term as chief of a Canada First Nation, according to a decision made by the Little Sam and Carmack's General Assembly over the weekend. The vote finally occurred a year and a half after the leader was arrested in Haines and charged with felony assault and driving under the influence. In July 2010, Skookum's 21-year-old girlfriend was found bloody and beaten in a Haines hotel parking lot, and he was later arrested behind the wheel in another part of town. He agreed to plead guilty to the lesser charge of reckless endangerment after his girlfriend refused to testify. And he kept his job as chief of the First Nation north of Southeast Alaska. Although calls for his resignation continued, he refused to step down, and a vote among elders retained him as chief. However, that vote was appealed and petitioned in court by a group that said the process did not follow the Constitution of the First Nation. The assembly met Saturday to vote again in a meeting that lasted 7 hours and heard from 50 speakers. The Yukon News reported that the secret ballot vote determined 109-40 that he can finish out the rest of his term. The next general election for the First Nation is scheduled for January 2013. Skookum told reporters he needs to speak with his people again before deciding whether he'll seek re-election. A bill establishing a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day is headed to the Alaska Senate after unanimous passage in the House. House Bill 281 is sponsored by Joint Veterans Caucus Co-Chair Bill Thomas of Haines and is meant to honor Vietnam veterans.
It gives recognition to the time that men and women spent in the military during the Vietnam era and recognizes them and says thank you, welcome home. That's something we've wanted to hear, and I think it was overdue.
Representative Thomas, who's one of Haines' Vietnam veterans, says the return home for some servicemen, including him, wasn't a welcome one.
I think personally, because like I said on the floor, a lot of my friends have died or committed suicide, and I think they're the ones that we did this for.
The Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day, which the state Senate will consider, would be March 30th of every year, marking the anniversary of the U.S. Armed Forces withdrawal from South Vietnam. The Department of Health and Social Services is emphasizing its paralytic shellfish poisoning warning following a suspected case near Ketchikan over the weekend. On Sunday, a man who harvested butter clams from Refuge Cove State Park in southern Southeast Alaska became ill with PSP symptoms, reports Greg Wilkinson, public information officer with the department. The Centers for Disease Control report identifying 21 cases of PSP in Southeast Alaska last year. All cases occurred between May and June, mostly near Metlakatla and Ketchikan. Although those cases occurred during summer, PSP can occur at any month of the year. That number represented a considerable increase in the cases reported in past years. Otherwise, there have been fewer than 10 cases annually in Alaska since 1998. PSP can occur in bivalve mollusks such as mussels, clams, and cockles, or in the internal organs of crab. And ingestion of affected seafood can cause symptoms like numbness, tingling, nausea, and in serious cases, lead to death. Cooking does not remove the possible harm of PSP. Commercial seafood is regularly tested and considered safe. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski canceled a visit to Haines and Skagway earlier this week, but is planning to soon be in Juneau to address the Alaska State Legislature. The senator was scheduled to be in Skagway on Tuesday morning and Haines that afternoon, but was held up in Anchorage and didn't make the trip. Murkowski will be at the House Chamber at the Alaska State Capitol to address the legislature on Thursday, February 23rd at 10 a.m. KHNS will air her address live at 10 a.m. Thursday. Senator Mark Begich's annual address to the Alaska State Legislature is scheduled for March 5th at 11 a.m. Updates to subsistence fishing regulations for the Haines area is among the tasks that the Board of Fisheries will vote on at their meeting in Ketchikan this week. The meeting is every 3 years and determines fisheries regulation changes for our part of the state.
2012 is our year for the discussed changes in regulations affecting commercial subsistence and sport fisheries, particularly finfish. in the southeast region.
Randy Bachman is with the Commercial Fisheries Division of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He works out of the Haines office, which will temporarily close during the meeting. He and Rich Chapel of the Sport Fish Division are two Haines representatives headed to Ketchikan to attend.
And it typically goes for about 10 days or so, and it's opportunity for public and agencies to talk about various proposals that are going in front of the board for either adoption or not adopting these proposals into regulation. This is kind of how our fish and game regulations are modified or changed or added or deleted.
Bachman has attended two Board of Fisheries meetings in the past. It gives him and Chapel a chance to represent the local office and to meet with interested members of the public, fishing organizations, and colleagues.
It's a good opportunity for everybody within the region doing similar things within the department to kind of get together and interconnect.
Public testimony is also part of the public meeting in Ketchikan that officially starts Friday. The deadline to sign up to testify live or by phone on any of the board's proposals is Saturday, February 25th at 2 p.m. Every 3 years, members of the public, localized fishing, hunting, and wildlife advisory groups, and government fish and game offices have an opportunity to submit proposed changes or modifications to the official regulations that govern wildlife and fisheries management. This year, the Haines office is proposing an update to subsistence rules that's clerical in nature and would not change enforcement.
Here, I submitted a proposal to clarify some of the regulations or language that is currently in regulation affecting our subsistence fisheries in the Haines area, one of which there's a particular regulation that describes when and subsistence areas and where those areas are open in salt water. So one thing that was left out years ago in one of the regulations was the word Lutac Inlet. So the only proposal that we have going into the board that affects this area in particular is this subsistence proposal to add the word Lutac Inlet as waters open to subsistence fishing.
Bachman emphasizes that the update would not change how subsistence fishing is conducted locally. It would simply be putting what is currently in practice into regulations. The Board of Fisheries is made up of 7 governor-appointed members serving 3-year terms from different parts of Alaska, including Anchorage, Juneau, Petersburg, King Salmon, Fairbanks, Talkeetna, and Kodiak. Although no major proposals that would impact the Northern Panhandle specifically are expected to be part of the Board of Fisheries meeting, KHNS will air coverage of the panel's discussions as relevant news comes in on Southeast Alaska's major fisheries. The Haines Fish and Game Office will be closed February 28th through March 2nd, while local staffers are attending the meeting in Ketchikan. Southeast Alaska Regional staff is available in Juneau to help customers in the meantime. Here are those numbers. To reach Fish and Game about commercial fisheries, call 465-4250. To reach the Wildlife Conservation Division, 465-4265. And the Sport Fish Division in Juneau, available while the Haines office is closed, is 465-4270. The Haines Fish and Game office will reopen on Monday, March 5th, when staff is returned from the Board of Fisheries meeting in Ketchikan. There's also a sign with the phone numbers and a drop box at the Haines office at the Y intersection as the Haines Highway leaves town for people to use at their convenience. Wildlife permits are becoming due, and hunters are turning in hunt reports. Additionally, about 40 to 50 subsistence fishing permits are still outstanding in the Haines area. Those can be turned in at the drop box at the Haines office anytime. The Sea Alaska Corporation's Board of Directors recently approved the donation of 12 cedar tree logs to Wrangell Cooperative Association's Chief Shakes Island Renovation Project. The project started last spring, involving Haines artist Wayne Price, with the adding of more than 7,000 square feet of cedar to replace the walls, posts, and flooring of the house. With Sea Alaska's recent donation of cedar logs, the Wrangell Cooperative Association is confident they'll be able to complete the renovation of the 70-year-old clan house this spring. Sea Alaska's Vice Chair, Rosita Worrell, says she's excited to see the project move forward.
It is a community affair. You know, if our culture is going to survive, we also have to cultivate an interest and educate, the non-Native people so that they can have an appreciation and also benefit from our culture. So that was what I saw in the Wrangell application, was that the community was very much involved in supporting the project.
Through the corporation's log donation program, Ringel will receive 6 yellow and 6 red cedar logs from Prince of Wales Island. Sea Alaska's log donation program provides logs to Native organizations and communities to support cultural restoration projects. Worrell says Ringel's Chief Shakes Island renovation project is a perfect fit for the program.
We're not going to give it away to, you know, somebody who's out to make money off of it. So it's, you know, it is for cultural purposes. More often it's a nonprofit organization. They, of course, have to reflect our people and our heritage.
The log program is available to clans, Native communities, and Native organizations located in Southeast Alaska's Anxa and Landless communities. The Chief Shakes Tribal House is located on a small island in Ringel's downtown harbor. The house was built in 1940 by the Civilian Conservation Corps, the Forest Service, and local Tlingit tribe. This will be the first full renovation of the house since its creation. Work on the Tribal House is scheduled to begin early this spring.
I'm Tara Bicknell for KHNS. KHNS Newsroom is always open to your comments. You can reach the news department by emailing news@khns.org or calling 766-2020 or 983-2853 extension 2. Thanks for your interest.